This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Second and 10. And Prescott back to throw, has time now, runs out to his right. Throws it to an open man in the end zone. Dowdle diving to his right. Touchdown, Cowboys.
Brad Sham with the call. This is your home of America's team. This is the final hour, and it's fist pump time on the FanCam, Twitch, and YouTube. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, and fresh off the flight from Pittsburgh, our Cowboys insider Bobby Roberto Belt, and the Dallas Cowboys going to Pittsburgh and take one. In some nasty conditions. 20-17, Nick Eatman. Back from the locker room, will join us at 9:20, and we'll crosstalk with the KMC Masterpiece at 9:40. Dak Prescott, he would have been the reason that they gave it away and lost. He ends up being the reason that they end up winning. And Mike McCarthy on the final clutch play and getting prepped for the nasty conditions in his home state.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, it's interesting. We put a lot of time into the last play of the game. Frankly, the history of playing this team, it's always comes down to the last play of the game. So I just thought our guys just held their composure, just kept playing. You know, it was a different surface. You know, just because of the weather and the moisture, we knew the ball was going to be alive, and you know, it was, you know, certainly for us at times. But, yeah, I just think the resiliency of our football team was on display tonight.
And McCarthy, obviously, on cloud nine. He's sitting there with the family and the friends. He was in an amazing mood. He was incredible with us on Friday. And then you saw the picture about 25 deep of him visiting his parents along with Dak Prescott and Cooper Rush invited to the family event.
It was a very cool. They did. I think the NBC people did a good job of, like, kind of not highlighting the McCarthy Pittsburgh angle, but at least mentioning it.
Showed that bar. I went and looked up the bar.
Yeah.
Went and looked up the family bar.
Not what I guessed. I did not think it would have had the double staircase triangle way to get up there. I figured it was just like a little corner bar.
Yeah.
But it looks like someplace I would have gone back when I was 20 years old, 21 years old.
And Bobby, did you think about going there when you hung out with Zach Walchuk, who flew out this weekend for a dream sporting event bucket list? And I ran into Walchuk in the airport at Love Field as he was connecting. He was flying to Nashville, where I was ending up for Vanderbilt, Alabama. And there was Walchuk and his buddy before he met up with you.
Yeah, you saw more Walchuk than I did when you saw him at the airport. And
this is so typical, Bobby.
This really is not.
It really is. It's hype, talk loud. If this was John Machado, if this was David Hellman flying into town, you would have walked there barefoot to meet up with him.
Okay.
And old Walchuk, nope, can't have it. If this is, you know, one of your friends in the league or an agent, you're although maybe with them you would have talked big as well, because we didn't see them in Oxnard like we thought. But you are one of the biggest talkers who does not deliver every time you end up doing it.
Okay. All right.
I didn't brag that I was going to go out on Broadway and I was going to throw the goalpost. Because I felt like afterwards, after partying for 12, 13 hours, I was not going to do it. But you would be like, I'm going to be there. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And you didn't even...
You didn't leave the hotel?
You didn't see Zach? Okay. What the hell?
So...
I didn't answer your phone. Then you pull the phone dodge. You know, at least I texted my friends and family like, hey, Amanda Zapp, right. She's asleep, it's not going to happen. And you didn't even pick up phone. He's texting us and tweeting that you don't even call.
You know how there's a certain situation in DFW sports where maybe there's been a disagreement between two individuals and one of them's being represented as the bad guy publicly and the other is... And really, it's kind of reversed to where it's like, if I decided to just air it all out. So I guess I'll just have to air it all out. So when I got...
You're not airing me out. Or
No.
Okay. Air it out then. Yeah.
No. So I got... And this is not really a fault, but it's just the reality of what it is. When Zach started turning around to like, I'm being out, then that was when I was like, okay, well, that's not totally accurate. So here was what happened. I landed... And when we get into the hotel room, first off...
On what day?
Saturday. First off, McCarthy was not kidding. We were very far away from downtown Pittsburgh. Like, you look up the Uber, it's like 34 minutes to head there, and it's 15 minutes for one to come get you. And then...
Zach was downtown?
Yeah, Zach was on the other side of Pittsburgh. He was past downtown trying to get me to meet him at his Airbnb.
Oh, wow.
And only after I texted him. I called him. He didn't answer. I texted him.
Wait,
later.
What time Saturday did you try to get in touch?
We got in the hotel room at 6. I called him at 6:20.
Okay.
Didn't answer. I was waiting around. Okay, didn't. So I texted him at 7:07. I said, where are you at? 8:13 p.m. 2 hours later is when I hear from Zach.
See, that's...
And he said, trying to figure that out.
Oh, I see.
And I said,
he's in for a night.
You tried to figure out where you are? And he said, dude, I'm effed up.
Oh.
And by that point, it's late. I'm already thinking, like, he doesn't even know where he is.
Yep.
I'm tired.
Yep.
He wants me to meet him at the Airbnb on the other side. That's in 50 minutes, not 35.
Yep.
This is already setting up in a just like, it's going to be too difficult. Yeah. And like I said, I was exhausted. I was fighting, trying to stay awake. I literally was looking at my phone, trying to stay up till 4, dropping my phone on my face because I was falling asleep and then having to wake up. But I wanted to go hang out. But then I was also like, I still see Zach once or twice a week. This isn't like I don't ever see him. And he was with his buddies. So if Zach is like gone blackout, it's going to be I'm hanging out with Zach's buddies. Struck me as kind of odd. It's just like, all right, look, I mean, I wanted to see him. We'll meet up for lunch tomorrow. I was like, that's really far and I'm tired, but that's the reality of where it was. So then the next day I said, hey, let's go get this pizza. I wanted to go to Minio's or Aiello's or whatever. And
because he ended up, I think, at that Primanti Brothers Saturday night where they throw the French fries on the sandwich.
Yeah, it looked disgusting. So he said...
Can it be disgusting? French fries on the sandwich?
Nobody ever said no to potato.
Yeah, but I mean, like, potato, like, you bite into a sandwich, it's like tomato, lettuce, potato, like, just sprinkle. It's just weird.
Sounds great to me.
So when I asked him if he wanted to, I was like, hey, this is what I was wanting to do. Like, let's go do it. In fact, the night before we talked, and he was like, yeah, we can go to one of the pizza places. So he came out and he said, we got pizza last night, so I don't think I can convince my friends to go. And he's like, but then he said,
did he get the pizza after the Primanti Brothers?
But he did say,
that's a lot.
He did say, but he did say, he did offer to his credit. He did offer, he said, but I can just break away and we can just go. And I was like, you've paid for a trip with your buddies. We see each other all the time. Don't break off from your friends to go do this.
All right.
So don't worry about it. But anyway, that's fine. He can paint me out to be the bad guy. I noticed conveniently he did not tag Zero in his complaining, who he was in on the group text trying to convince all of us to go out. He let Zero slide, and Zero went into Pittsburgh and said, "No thanks, I'm hanging out with Christy Scales."
What?
Whoa!
Zero hung out with Christy?
Yep. Yep.
All right. Well, Bobby, everything you just laid out, that absolves you. You totally.
Gloves don't fit.
Hands are clean. Hands are clean.
Hands are clean.
This is Walchuk Air, and he's already texted me this morning that when he was getting ready to board, because I wanted to clear this up on live radio, but Bobby, I think you are totally innocent. The delay, then the lack of plans, then the distance. You made the attempt. He delayed. He was hammered and wasted. And you tried the next day. I take back my criticism.
But.
Take it back.
There is one problem. Did you make it into downtown Pittsburgh at all? No, right?
No. That is on me for not wanting to go in there. But I mean, like I said, we're so removed. You're on airport property, technically, with this hotel. And it's 35 minutes from Pittsburgh. And if it's not in Pittsburgh, if it's anywhere outside the city center, there's nothing there. There's no highways in this city.
Like you guys couldn't order food?
So, yeah, you go to Grubhub and you try to order something. It's like nothing delivers to where you're at. And so we just ended up, all right, I guess I'm going down to the little snack suite and getting a prepackaged deli sandwich or something. That was really the only option.
All right, so Walchuk, that is on you, but he seemed to have a fantastic time. He was giving weather updates that went viral yesterday. And speaking of alcohol, Mike Tomlin afterwards explaining his team's loss.
There's a fine line between drinking wine and squashing grapes in our business, and, you know, that's an example of it.
That's a great clip.
I have no idea what the hell he's just talking about. What does one have to do with winning a football game versus the other?
Well, if you're
Winning, squashing the grapes or drinking the wine?
Drinking the wine.
Okay.
I believe so. But
that's not process-oriented. That's just coach's love.
And why did you go viral last night with Jordan Lewis?
So Jordan Lewis and George Pickens were bickering all game. And then at the end of the game, Jordan Lewis scoops up the ball and is kind of talking trash to George Pickens. George Pickens grabs him by the face mask and like yanks him down, starts a brief scuffle. So when we're standing outside the locker room, Jordan Lewis was the first guy back to the locker after the game ended. And he's just, you know, good dub, talking out loud. And then he says, Pittsburgh, he waits till he gets to the reporters and he goes, Pittsburgh needs a receiver. George Pickens weak. And he goes in. George Pickens week. So I tweeted it. I was like, oh, that'll be a good one. I'll tweet that. I tweeted it 90 seconds later, 2 minutes later. Jordan Lewis retweeted it, which means Jordan Lewis walked by the reporters and they went, all right, let's go see who said it so I can make sure that this gets out there.
Wow.
I want people to know.
Wow.
He was not tagged or anything. He went and looked at, all right, let's look up George Pickens. Let's find it. Which I love, actually. That's petty. It was very calculated. Very savvy move. Veteran savvy move to say,
veteran.
I'm going to wait to say this till I'm by the cell phones when I know they got them out. Then I'm going to see who pushes it out, and I will go. I'll go retweet that thing. And it blew up.
Dak Prescott, this went viral last night. It's kind of cool, especially when you win. First quarterback in history to throw an interception on two different days during the same game.
Yeah.
Now, does that apply for... Did he do that with touchdowns as well?
Well, yeah.
I think he did.
He would have.
Archer had
right.
some
that
notes
should
that
get,
was like that.
That should get thrown out there as well. He threw interceptions and touchdowns on different days for the same game.
Because the game ended around 12:05. Our time ish. So yeah, he would have. I mean, he definitely would have. There would have been both. Wait a second. No, I bet you they both were in Eastern time. I bet you they both were in the, because they're both in the fourth quarter.
And then Bobby, you said it was, you were surprised. Was it light Cowboy fans? If you said like 15%?
15% probably.
Is that the least road crowd you see? The smallest one?
Yeah, maybe Green Bay. Green Bay held on pretty tight, but I mean, this was not anywhere near what some, like, I heard some estimates this week. People were like, it could be 40% Cowboys fans, and it was not. This was heavy. I mean, Kenny Pickett, Carnell Lake jersey wearing Pittsburgh crowd. Like, they were deep. And
Carnell Lake.
Yeah, it was represented hard, which, by the way, I mentioned Carnell Lake last week. I said the name. Eric had never heard of him. He thought his name was Carnell Leg. And so he started saying the rest of the segment, Carnell Leg.
We have some breaking news in the NFL. It's not good. Jabril Peppers Patriots safety was arrested Saturday and will face charges that include strangulation and drug possession. Team captain did not play in the Patriots' loss to the Dolphins. He had been limited in practice last week. Police announced his arrest today, saying they responded to a disturbance at a residential address early Saturday morning when a caller indicated there was an altercation between two people. He's going to be charged with assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, strangulation, and possession of a Class B substance believed to be cocaine. So that is the breaking news on Jabril Peppers out of Massachusetts.
He was always a he was a big character concern guy. Or not even some stuff about him, but more just did Apple fall far from the tree. So his dad had spent a lot of time, his youth, in prison for racketeering charges because his dad was in the Bloods. And so like there was a lot of question about, did he grow up around gang affiliation and some of the issues that he had at Michigan.
So not a Snoop fan at the game last night.
No, they were Bloods, Suge Knight, Tupac, right. West Side. They were Pyrus.
What's really going on between CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott? Do we have a new left tackle? Let's get the...
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Injury update and how fun was the locker room and the flight home. Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com is next.
Prescott back, has time, deep to the middle, got a man, Turpin at the 25 and taken down at the 20-yard line.
You could tell they wanted to get T-shirt Turpin time involved early. They did, and then they got it done for that big 35-yarder in the third quarter. Good morning, Metroplex. It's the Cowboys Monday with Sean, RJ, and Bobby, and we are joined every single Monday at 9:20 by Nick Eatman, back like Bobby from the Pittsburgh scene with the locker room, the weather, and the flight here on 105 through the Fan. What time did you land, and did you get a nap in?
I got a little bit of a nap, like 1 hour. But, I landed at 5. So I was walking out with Bobby, and he said he was going straight to the station. And I was like, wow. So when I get on the air in a few hours, you know, like I can never The one's feeling sorry for me when he's in there.
I know. No one's feeling sorry for me and Choppy. It's like, oh, we got to get up. We got to do a radio show. Well, Bobby's getting straight off a plane. That sucks.
You guys did have to stay. I mean, it was late. I mean, it's unbelievable how I can't believe that stat about first quarterback to ever throw a touchdown in two different days or pick and touchdown. I don't know.
Are you up for the day now?
I think so. Yeah, I think
Were you thinking or hoping the game was going to get canceled and pushed to today? And how does that work in the NFL versus like Major League Baseball? Do you know?
It doesn't really work. That's why we don't. That's why I don't know, because they don't, because of the billions of dollars that the NBC throws out there. They're like, no, we're getting this in.
Yeah,
like we're doing this. And that wouldn't have worked well.
The boys don't know why, but they were very excited in the commercial break when I brought up Diamond Rio. Tell them why I'm bringing up Diamond Rio from DallasCowboys.com.
Because Diamond Rio has a song, and it's an older country song, maybe in the 90s or so, in the 2000s, called A Beautiful Mess. What a beautiful mess that is. I guess in the song, these guys talking about, you know, of course, some girl that he's fallen all over, and he can't do anything right because he's thinking about her, whatever. But in this case, I just thought the Cowboys game, I thought the whole week leading up, everything about it, the weather delay, all of that, all the turnovers, the block kicks, all that, it was a mess. It was an absolute mess. But I'm not one that ever sits there and says ugly win. I'm not saying that because, I mean, what did we expect? I mean, what's ever been beautiful in Pittsburgh? You know what I mean? Like, that's not the way they play. That's not, I mean, and it's not really a shot at them. That's not who they are. That's not the city. That's not the steel city and blue collar and all that. It's rough. It's tough. It's go up there. And you know, they almost lost the game. But at the end, it was beautiful. And it was beautiful the way that they figured that out. And, you know, and it was – I thought it was a really gutsy win by this team.
It's one of those, like, because, you know, we don't necessarily style point road wins. You know, we did against – I did against the Giants a little because the Giants are bad. But Pittsburgh's just the type of team that just kind of mucks it up. That's what they want to do. You're right.
Exactly.
You know. So is this something that, you know?
You know how sickening it was last night on the TV call. Collinsworth is like, this is what Pittsburgh wants. Like, they practice for this. They're hype and excited about 13-10, and they're just, you know, comfortable, and they want to be in these really ugly, boring.
What a miserable way to go.
And I'm like, get out of here, Chris.
If you told me I could win the Super Bowl 13-10, I'm like, no. No, I'd rather lose at 48-45. So bad.
I'd have to say no to that one.
Yeah. In the actual game, you're right, but to go through a whole year like that, oh.
But Nick, were you surprised that the Cowboys can win and did win this type of game, you know, where it's going to be details, it's going to be about managing the game, it's going to be ugly, it's going to be gritty. We usually don't say those things about this team.
Right. No, it's true. I mean, and on Friday, you know, I said, I think they're going to win. I don't know how or why or who's going to step up. I just have this feeling this is going to be one of those games, one of those Jason Garrett games when he would play, when he was a player, or Cooper Rush, or where you're just like, they're just going to figure it out. And I just figured they would. And so it was Jalen Tolbert who did a thing, and Rico Dowdle did a thing. And, you know, I felt like I heard Linval Joseph's name a lot doing stuff there in the middle and having to play a lot because of some of the injuries. Golston, I thought, did some nice things. I mean, so – They rallied. I said up in the press box, I said to Patrick Walker, I said, if we're sitting out at practice at Oxnard and we're like, man, that Pittsburgh game in week five, I mean, what do you think if it's Hoffman, Beebe, and TJ Bass across the interior against Pittsburgh? It'd be like, yeah, I don't like that. You know, and it wasn't that way forever, but it was, you know, for some pivotal drives. But they just kind of found a way. I mean, Lawson, you know, he did a good job. Over Warrior, he seems pretty solid at corner. I mean, I think they should just be proud the way they had to gut that out and win. It was not pretty. Yep. It wasn't exactly the Buffalo 2007 game that Romo had.
Yeah.
But it was sort of up there for Dak on like, he's, you know, he's really bad for a while. And then he just kind of, all right, put the ball in his hands with 4 minutes to go win the game. He did.
Nick Eatman from DallasCowboys.com joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Nick, are we going to at what point are we going to stop having to evaluate weekly if there's tension between Dak and CD?
I guess whenever the camera stopped doing it and zooming in and slow-mo and all that, and can you read his lips and all that. I just think that's what it is. I just think CD he wants the football all the time, and you know, I don't think Dak's really here to go back and forth with him. So he just kind of lets him chirp, and you know, it's something good to put on the camera. But I don't know what it really means. You know, like it's a lot like Dez, and Dez would be, and I hate to compare him to Dez or anybody to Dez for that matter, but like, yeah, he's loud or he's you know, high strung. But yet he's going to go out there and you know, try to make plays. And usually it's a good thing if you can, you know, get the ball in their hands. I don't know what's happening in the second half. I mean, this is becoming a thing now with CD in the second half. But I think if they keep winning, you know, like they have, and you know, it'll kind of spread out, and I'm sure it'll be fine. But yeah, they clearly try to get him the ball early, and it just hasn't, you know, carried over to the second half.
Did you find out or hear afterwards what happened or what was being said on the sideline?
I did not. It was kind of a show, to say the least, down there. You know, just to get down in the locker room and all that stuff. So I honestly did not hear. I did listen to his interview. It didn't seem that.
Yeah.
He seemed like it was fine, but I don't know what he said or whatever. But
Bobby said it was basically like jump ball. So, you know, it's not like cursing, yelling, screaming, like, hey, I'm here for the jump ball, if possible. Who did you catch up with in the locker room?
Well, a little bit of Tolbert, Rico, Tyler Smith, Overshown. You know, just Rico was like, you know, I found a rhythm. I mean, maybe, you know, without finger pointing or anything like that, but it was like, you know, I mean, I'm stronger at the end of the game, like most backs are, and you know, I just kind of found a rhythm, kept going. But he was also pretty, you know, upset with himself on the, you know, on the fumble. I mean, that could have been disastrous. I mean, we were sitting here talking about what a great game he had, but he almost lost the game, you know, with that fumble. And you got to give, you know, Dak credit for jumping on that. And you know, and maybe that helped them, honestly. I mean, because they may not have scored from the one there. You know, that maybe if they were going to have to throw it in, they need a little bit more space.
Is Tolbert, if you're the head coach, are you putting, is Tolbert your like new number two type receiver over Cooks?
Well, yeah, as long as the head coach is if that's the players that they have, you know, and I'm not breaking news of that. I don't know if they're doing anything, but if they are adding, you know, somebody else, because I heard you guys talking about you would go, you know, shopping and get someone, or maybe I'll have different opinions on that. But you know, if these are the guys available, then I think so. If we'll see what Cooks come when he comes back and what the situation is with him. I know it was pretty serious at one point before, you know, before they even put him on IR, but they were concerned about, you know, him playing at all this season. So it looks like they got that infection cleared up. He'll be able to come back at some point. But I think this is great for Tolbert. I mean, he's got speed. You know, he's got some playmaking ability with catching the ball. One thing about him, though, that you could say the same about Cooks, but, you know, you wish there was a little bit more breaking tackles in the open field, but you know, you got to take what you can get. And I thought he played great last night.
Nick Eatman brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the official casino of the Dallas Cowboys here on 105 Through the Fan, back from Pittsburgh. What are you thinking or hearing about the injuries to Guyton and Nealand?
Yeah, and obviously they're going to reevaluate that. That's what I'm hearing, is that, you know, reevaluate. So nobody was really talking, but I'll say this. Took a long time to get up the stairs last night, and I was like, this line, you know, and Bobby knows what I'm talking about. There's two lines. You can go to the front and the back, and these are the backs where the players are. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna go right up here. And I was like, why is it taking so long? You know, and it was, and I felt really bad when I got closer and realized it was Nealand. You know, he was like on the crutches and trying to get up the stairs. And so that's not a great thing, a great sign, I wouldn't think, with him, because if you looked at the injury, there wasn't a lot of contact. It was just kind of a spin, and then boom, he's hurt. And so, you know, it doesn't look like it's something that would be right away. But again, I wouldn't know, and I don't know exactly the details on any of those two guys.
regardless of potential health questions with Tyler Guyton, is it sort of irrelevant when you look at how the offensive line played yesterday? Is there a question about maybe Tyler Smith needs to take over left tackle and have Bass play left guard?
It didn't feel like that was your best five. It felt like that. And, you know, and I know that doesn't fit into the overall plans of what, you know, they're trying to do. I mean, Tyler Guyton, and that's the tricky thing with alignment, because the best way that Guyton's going to get better is to play football. You know, that's just the best way. And now you don't want your quarterback hurt. You don't want penalties. You don't want to be first and 20 a lot. But, you know, he's going to have to play and kind of learn how to use his hands and all that. And, you know, Tyler Smith had a lot of penalties his first year, but he didn't, you know, he still seemed a little bit better or further along than what we're seeing with Guyton. Still struggled early on. You know, I don't think Tyron Smith was a future Hall of Famer his first year, but they were playing a little bit better than I think Guyton. So that's tricky. Guyton's got to play at some point to get better, but I think for right now, I mean, we'll see what the injury looks like, but that seemed like their best five.
More impressed with the run game on offense or the run game on defense for the Cowboys, and which would be more sustainable?
That was a good one. I think, you know, we're probably, well, both of them you could judge, you know, pretty, you know, I was basically saying expectations are low for both. I would say I was more impressed with the way that they stopped the run. I mean, the running game was good. I mean, it 109 yards. I mean, average 3 yards a carry, and it's fine. I don't know if these jet sweeps are fooling anyone right now. You know, I think at some point you need to fake that sweep would be nice. But I thought Rico really ran the ball well. I mean, he did a nice job. One thing I was impressed on the defense, though, there was a lot of times where it was third and four, felt like, or second and four, whatever, and they were stopping him short of the, you know, like, oh, he's short. I heard that like 10 times. Like, oh, he's short. He's short. It's going to be third and one. It's going to be fourth and one. I thought they just tackled well. You know, it seemed like they were really up for the challenge. They brought the guys down. That's linebackers, corners. There may have been some missed tackles here and there, but for the most part, I thought they were very sound. And when you consider the guys that they were using and they were playing with, that was a very impressive game by the defense.
All right, let's hear it, Chris. Let's see if this applies to the article he wrote.
What a beautiful mess. What a beautiful mess.
Choppy, you know it?
I don't know this one. I know a lot of Diamond Rio. I don't know that I've heard this one.
Bob?
Or the Meet in the Middle guy.
It's familiar. I don't know it, though. I don't know it by heart.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
Well,
it was great.
Well done. Yeah. You're a trooper. Did you make it into downtown Pittsburgh, or did you wuss out like Bobby?
Are we going here? I'll tell you what I was really doing. And if we're going here, we're going here. I mean, I was really.
All right, bring it.
So I could watch some football. I mean, I had to watch Arkansas and Tennessee. I don't know if anyone has any rooting interest up there, but
I did. I did have a rooting interest in that one. I did.
You know what's similar? That was a very similar game the Cowboys played. And then for me, from an Arkansas standpoint, because they controlled the game in the first half, but the score didn't show it. And so and then they had to rally. And the difference is Pittsburgh did not let the Cowboys score. I think Tennessee did let Arkansas score, and then they had to hold on. But that was a tough one. I mean, that was a tough, tough game, and I'm proud of Arkansas for winning. Tennessee, I mean, Tennessee's really, really good. And so that was – we were fortunate, I think, to win, but it was a great win for Arkansas. It was a great weekend, actually. It was a great weekend. I had three rooting games, and they were all came down to the final 2 minutes and scored at the end. So I got to give a shout-out to Creekview High School of in Carrollton. I mean, they were 0-20, and they're now 6-0. That's one of the best.
Wow.
Yeah, 0-20, 2 years. My daughter's on the drill team. They're 6-0.
Nice.
They keep winning. It's pretty awesome. It's a pretty awesome story there. So anyways, I got to give a shout-out to them. But it was a good football weekend. You know what? I love football.
I love it. Great stuff. You sound good. Get some sleep when you can. Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com. Right. Every single Cowboy Monday.
Woo pig.
Let's crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece. I can't wait for y'all's college football fight tomorrow. KNC is next.
From the 21, Fields to Pickens in the right flat. Standing and looking. There's a throwback to Seumalo, and he's tackled by Ferguson, but they keep his feet. Time's expired. Fields throws it across the field. There's a reverse lateral in the air. Ball's on the ground. Cowboys win.
Brad Sham with the call. Yeah. Fighting through it. Let's get all the microphones on.
Come on, Chris.
Chris has been throwing a perfect game. And also, welcome to the show, our new video coordinator, Caitlin. I haven't gotten any complaints, so it sounds like Caitlin has been throwing a perfect game as well. And then everything goes to hell tomorrow with the return of Peyton Russell. So give Caitlin a what's up on Twitch and YouTube in for Carter. And she'll be working with us now in the morning after she trained with the G-Bag Nation.
So you know how like the old adage is in sports, you never want to be the coach that replaces the legend.
Yeah, that's right? Opposite here.
So, but no. See, Carter replaced the legend. And she replacing the guy who replaced the legend. So it was a perfect situation for her.
I was thinking about it with you want to replace Peyton.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's right.
Yeah. Like we think Chris is like as good as Ryan.
Yeah.
Because Chris fills in for Peyton.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah.
And, who the hell is Peyton?
He needed a day off.
Peyton, can I throw out a beef to Peyton real quick?
Please. Yeah.
So the whole point of him missing this shift is so no one has to, you know, do Cowboys than Sean and RJ.
Yeah.
I worked the Cowboys game last night.
He was the number two and still came in for it.
Wait, what did you do? You stayed till at the same time he did?
1:30. Yeah, same time as Peyton. Love Peyton, though. Love Peyton.
Did you sleep here?
Yeah, slept on the couch.
And Peyton Russell took off.
And yeah. Bobby's here. That's really impressive to me.
Yeah, got right off the flight, drove straight here.
Ooh. Let's dig in a little bit on this tomorrow because he will get ticked off.
I'm Team Alex. That's what I'll say.
Oh! Medi? You're Team Medi?
Team Medi.
Corey Majors, good morning. What's coming up?
Guys, we do have Stephen Jones at noon today. So we will talk with him and ask how they're going to fix the next game and get it all worked out.
Fix it.
Yeah.
It's part of a process.
Yeah. Each week's a new scramble to find players on your team so you can replace the hurt ones.
You think you will check in with Mike Bassett at all in Italy for the week? No. 2 weeks? Week and a half?
We don't even talk to him whenever he goes to do the baseball game. Yeah. So, no, we're not going to talk to him when he's on vacation.
I mean, he's welcome, but I would be stunned if he made an appearance on the show.
It's going to be like one full week of a Jerry interview.
Was he super excited or was he just bogged down by some sickness? I can't believe you got him on Thursday and Friday to work last week.
He came in on Thursday. I was really proud of him because Corey was out. I was less proud of his effort on Friday.
just a bad effort in general.
Yes.
He was already on Italy time.
Yes.
What's it going to be like when he comes back?
Oh, my God.
Was it the moment, Kevin, when he started doing his completing the will online?
Look, man, we went to him multiple times.
What?
Oh, yeah. And he goes, I'm sorry. I'm filling out this insurance form that apparently has to be filled out by tomorrow. And I'm like, the show ends at 2:00. And so that's what he did for most of the show was fill out insurance forms and stuff.
Not our company harassment video.
No.
Insurance form.
There's no way he does those.
I know.
I gotta do them.
Look at you falling behind on stuff. Boss not gonna be happy. Be a friend.
Well, I won't do it on the weekend. I'll do it today.
You said that you were super impressed with
super
this Cowboys
impressed.
Win.
Impressed.
So feeling way better about this than the win against the Giants.
Oh my God, yes. Well, okay. Partially because you lost so many players along the way. And also, I think you beat a better team. I'm not saying like Pittsburgh is the best team, but I still think that they're better than the Giants. Yep. And this felt like the second straight game that you needed to win that would show that you're going to stay in it. Because I know people are going to argue, well, look at the schedule coming up ahead. There are a lot of perilous games ahead for the Cowboys. It felt
is that
like,
good, perilous? I have no idea.
No, that's bad.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
It felt like if they lost this game,
is
you
that
could
like
just
peril? You're in peril?
Yes.
You got it?
Yes.
That explains why I can't read my son's progress report. I don't know.
He's doing great.
Thank you. That's good.
But it feels like you could have just started chalking up the L's after this one if you're not able to beat Pittsburgh. So I really was impressed. And if people the rest of the day want to be like, oh, this team sucks, blah, 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 that's fine. I was really impressed by the win yesterday.
Does it change your mind about them as a contender the last 2 weeks?
No. Okay. It keeps them in the mix to make the playoffs. But, like, if you can continue to win and then all the troops come back, although I have already seen the narrative start on social media that maybe that's why some people excelled is because there weren't some of those folks to hold them down. I don't agree with that, but, you know.
You're saying some people are progress stoppers on this team.
Yeah, though. Or like they're stars, so they don't have to put out the requisite effort needed while everybody else is playing balls to the wall.
Don't about Mike that way.
What do you feel better about, Corey? Tyler Smith playing left tackle over Guyton or Jalen Tolbert stepping in for Cooks?
Oh, but I think both of those were good. I mean, you got 10 targets for Tolbert. That's something that I said last week. Who do you need to step up? Who do you need to become a new player? And Tolbert was the guy that I said, I got to get something out of him. I got to get the best out of him because Cooks isn't giving it to me. And then we got Cooks, that report on him. That's when we learned all that information. Before that, though, I was already saying I needed Tolbert. Tyler Smith, I expect that from him. No matter where you put him on the offensive line, even if you put him at center, I would expect him to be one of the best ones. But I needed to see something real from Jalen Tolbert that told me that he can be good enough to be on this team.
Now, I heard you guys dropping the viral stat. I'm going to go to Choppy on this one because I feel like he's most likely to agree with me.
Said his kid was smart.
Yeah, he's getting a 91. Hey,
all right,
sorry, I should have kept this myself. I'm sorry. He's doing very well.
With a 91.
The stat that Dak is the first player to throw interceptions in multiple days in the same game, I dispute that. Things happen in the time zone that I live in. Therefore, it all happened in the same day, right?
You know what? I like where your mind is. I like where your mind is because I don't operate on anybody else's time frame but my own. I am in my own world. So as far as we're concerned, that all happened before 12:05.
Yeah.
But wouldn't it just apply to wherever he's playing?
Yeah, that's a strong counterpoint, Bobby. Yeah, but that's really why I went to RJ and not to you. Because I knew if I was going to get like a sort of self-centered perspective, RJ would help me out with that.
Right.
Because yesterday they're saying longest day of football since at least the 70 merger, but they're putting it in Eastern time.
Yeah.
The game kicked off at 8:32 our time yesterday morning, and last night ended at 11:59.
Amazing.
Okay.
Was there any part of you that thought, like, as you kept seeing the Lightning, I guess, Bobby, I should definitely ask you this, that they might postpone it? Or, like, I want to ask Steven that. Is there a cutoff when they're like, hey, if this game doesn't start by midnight, I guess we'll push it a day?
No, remember, DeMar Hamlin died on the field, and they were like,
that's
so we're
going
to start
point.
This back up again. And somebody had to go, no, you're not.
That's
no,
a good
don't
ass
do
point.
That. So, no.
That's a good point.
They were just, no, I think they are going to wait out any and all, like, weather, and they'll adjust to it, but they're definitely not going to push anything off. It's like, nope, this is our night, and we're owning this night, and we're going to get this game in.
So, if some reason the game would have started, like, in Pittsburgh at 1 in the morning, you think they'd have been like, let's do this?
I think if the forecast would have shown that there was going to be lightning for 5 hours, they would have moved the game. They would have found a time to move the game, like adjust it. But were this is one where they just were willing to let it be delayed.
Were you hoping that they moved it like I was? I was like, postpone this. Push it to Monday.
See, I can see that, especially for y'all's schedule.
Yeah.
But like so much thought had already gone into like Cowboys breakdown of this game that I was like, okay, so we're just going to push everything back a day. Now let's do it now.
Yeah, it was when Maria Taylor said 9:45 and I went, son of a, and then I went, oh, that's East Coast.
Yeah.
She's talking East Coast. Because at that point I was like, just cancel it. Just reschedule this for the end of the year. Yeah.
Would you imagine? Miami football started at like 10:15 on Saturday night. This game starts at almost 10 o'clock.
That game ended in the central time zone at like 1:15 or 1:30 in the morning.
Crazy.
So I can't imagine how many people on the East Coast stayed up for that.
Really impressive, though. Miami is one of the top-ranked teams to actually win their game this weekend.
Hey.
I mean,
that's true.
They were down by 20 with like 10 to go.
Legitimate conference.
Are y'all talking about
in the SEC.
Yeah, but Texas was not playing on Saturday, so there was no legitimacy for your conference. Obviously, by the way, they got dog walked. Yeah.
It's going to be an amazing fight tomorrow.
It's not a fight because he's just intellectually
objective.
Dishonest. He's just trolling. I'm not even going to. First of all, he can't say anything to me anyway.
Brian Broaddus rule.
Yes. Why are you guys talking about one another in
to
your
somebody
what,
else?
8 feet apart yes, and you're not looking at each other?
Less confrontational.
He's just, he is annoyed that like Texas showed up and gave some legitimacy to their little cult. and made that, like, you should be happy. I understand you guys are all getting your ass beat now and you're all falling apart, but you should be happy that, like, at least I can call myself a Power Five conference now with some legitimacy.
Yeah, okay.
Did you carry the goalposts at all?
He should have.
I was down there, but I did not touch the goalposts. I did not walk on Broadway.
Gotcha.
Wink. What were you doing?
No, he said wink. As if you were being sarcastic.
I didn't do it. Wink.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't going to get fined or arrested.
That's so awesome that you were at that game.
That is
Someone said, how about you? They're like, how about privilege getting a police escort to throw a goalpost in a river? I thought that was kind of funny.
And true.
Yeah. The KNC Masterpiece is next. Yeah. Tomorrow, College Football Fight and Jerry Jones at 8:30. It's a KNC Football Monday on The Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.